Welcome to another episode of Honoring Hidden Heroes, brought to you by MilitaryLuggage.com. The Military Luggage Company provides all branches of the military with the best and most comprehensive selection of bags, packs, and cases for field operations, deployments, travel, and even casual use. I'm really looking forward to this episode, and we just wanted to give a big thanks to all of our listeners who listened to our first episode and gave us some really great feedback. We also were able to get some new leads on prospective hidden heroes to have on our podcast. So we're just really grateful for everyone who tuned in and gave us their feedback. If you are just tuning in today, well, go back and listen to our first episode. But what you should know is Honoring Hidden Heroes is a podcast that spotlights those in the community who are doing good for our nation's military members, veterans, their families, and first responders. Our guest today is Stacy Buckner, and Stacy is the founder and executive director of a nonprofit called Off-Road Outreach that is based in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And I think that Stacy and her mission and everyone involved in Off-Road Outreach is exactly what it means to be a hidden hero. So I'm very excited for you to hear just about the story and the mission and what exactly Off-Road Outreach does. All right. We are going to welcome the executive director and founder of Off-Road Outreach, NC, Stacy Buckner. Woo!
Woo! What's up, Kristen?
Not much. I'm excited to chat with you, not only because I respect you so much as a person, but as a friend as well, as someone who used to work with you, but also so someone sweet. Who has a relationship, a friendship with you. So,
what? You're still yeah. working with me. Are you kidding me? First of all, I want to say congrats on your new position with the Kansas City Royals. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But this isn't about me. This is about you. So.
Yeah, but this is just what I do.
I know it is. If you just kind of wanted to introduce yourself and say any shout outs, totally up to you.
I want to give a shout out to God and my mama. How about that? Is that, that works? No, I want to. So I'm Stacy Buckner, and I'm the founder and executive director of Off-Road Outreach. We are a program under ServiceSource. We help veterans with disabilities, homeless veterans. We have a suicide prevention program. We do financial counseling, peer support, all of that. And our current big project, which, Kristen, you had such a huge hand in helping us facilitate this, is the Big Tiny Project. It's some really groundbreaking stuff in Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're building a tiny home community on the ServiceSource grounds for homeless veterans or previous homeless veterans. So that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I've known Stacy a little over a year now, and it was actually really funny how we met. I was actually meeting with another community organization in Fayetteville when I was working with the Woodpeckers called the Stephen A. Cohen Clinic. They provide mm-hmm. mental health services to military members, veterans, and their families. And I was talking to the community outreach woman there, and she was like telling me about this nonprofit where there's veggies and there's a Jeep that goes around to homeless encampments. And I'm like, oh my goodness, can you give me the name and contact information? So a couple of days later, we met in person at the stadium, and I was just blown away by everything you do. So I know Off-Road Outreach has transitioned a little bit and changed a tiny bit from when we first met, but could you talk a little bit about why you wanted to start this nonprofit? Especially, it's very interesting to me and our listeners that you yourself, didn't serve or you weren't a veteran, but you have such a big heart for veterans in our military.
Yeah. So I think probably my passion for veterans started with my father. He is a retired 82nd Airborne Staff Sergeant. He did 11 years in the reserves also. So I kind of saw the sacrifice at home, but then I started working at the VA through ServiceSource, through their Ability One program. And it was just, it was amazing to chat with the veterans and hear about their stories and kind of get a feel for who they were as people, because I'm an advocate for our veterans there and I work in health administrative services. So, I saw there was a lack of services, for our homeless veterans. And I thought, well, you know, what could I do about it? So I didn't have to think about it long, because, you know, God spoke to me and was like, Stacy, this is what you should be doing. And previously I had been handing out, you know, hygiene packs to this encampment of veterans. And, you know, I thought, man, I could be doing so much more than this, you know. And I already had a shower on my Jeep, and it was just kind of crazy how I just saw the need in the community and already had it. God had already provided it for me, and I just used that. And we could all do so much with so little, honestly. So that's how I kind of started Off-Road Outreach, and it's just kind of progressed from there organically. And I love that. It's just about seeing a need in the community, finding a solution for it, and sharing that solution with other agencies. I think that is the key, is really networking in the community. You know, so we're not duplicating services and really making an impact.
That's a big thing I know we talked about when I was in Fayetteville, just about how there's so many great nonprofits and community organizations doing so much to help. And we're better when we work together, you know, just what you said, not duplicating services, but working together to accomplish the same goal. And I think that's what makes Off-Road Outreach really unique, is that you kind of meet veterans, homeless veterans and at-risk veterans halfway or even more than halfway. You take the resources to them instead of them having to seek them out themselves, whether that's finding transportation, the money, the resources, you know, just computers or to get those resources. So, yeah.
I appreciate that. And I think you're right. I think that, you know, that definitely is what makes us unique, but being mobile, not having a brick and mortar, which although now we kind of need one, because we've grown so much, but we've never lost sight of our mission. And that's, you know, meeting veterans where they're at, where the need is. Yeah.
I was super lucky to be able to go on a ride along with Stacy and volunteer with Off-Road Outreach, which was an awesome experience. And I'm just going to tell the story. And if it's not, I was riding around and we went to a place where a lot of the homeless and at-risk veterans stay in tents and camps. And there's just a woman there who needed something as simple as a feminine hygiene product, and it changed her whole day and just how she felt about herself. And Stacy brought the Jeep, and she was able to use the private curtain with the shower. And it was just crazy how we take so many things for granted, and that just changed her whole day and her whole, just how confident she felt in herself. That's just a really cool story that will always stick with me.
Yeah, Kristen. So I love that that's the story that stuck out, you know, for you the most, because we do take stuff for granted, something as simple as having a safe place to change your feminine hygiene product. You know, just something as simple as that, that we could provide for our veterans on the street. It goes a long way.
Yeah, I'll never forget that story. And just kind of going back to what we talked about, communities working together, there are a lot of great resources in Fayetteville that help veterans, military members, their families. What are some of the greatest like partnerships that you've seen or are other organizations that you work with in the Fayetteville area, and how do you accomplish the same goal together?
Well, I'll tell you, the Woodpeckers Foundation has a really good community outreach. And I think that you kind of planted the seed for that, Kristen, there. And Landry has taken over, and she's doing a great job. And I think the Woodpeckers, they give a lot back to the community, especially veterans in the community. And then you have a lot of businesses attached to them, like the Walsingham Group. They do a lot of philanthropy work in the community as well. And some of the organizations that I think really stand out that do a lot are like the Stephen A. Cohen Clinic. They have a lot of mental health resources that a lot of veterans don't know about, because you go to the VA and you're kind of stuck in that limbo of having to use their mental health providers. But, you know, it takes changing policy and impacting at a policy level, like as far as having like care in the community. Now you can go to the Stephen A. Cohen Clinic. You can get a referral there. Other organizations like, I would say Rick's Place, the Rick Harima Foundation. They do a lot with military families, which I think keeping the family strong is really, really important. And, of course, Service Source with the Warrior Bridge program, which is, who we are partnered with. They do a tremendous amount of work in the community, especially Command Sergeant Major Dwayne Beeson, retired. He does a lot as he's a peer support to me. He's a huge mentor to me, and he just puts his heart and soul into really giving back to the veterans that we serve in that program. I think that, again, networking and having meaningful partnerships is what it's about.
And the Cohen Clinic, Rick Harima Foundation, mm-hmm. and Service Source are all national organizations, right?
Yes.
So listeners listening from everywhere can try to find, you know, the closest in the nation to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
Awesome. Yeah. I think that's something I had a hard time understanding, was why we have homeless veterans. I know that might seem kind of weird to not understand, but just before I moved to Fayetteville and before I learned more about military members, veterans, their families, I just kind of thought, you know, you serve your time and you're pretty set up well for the rest of your life because you risk your life so much. So I was confused why there's homeless veterans.
Well, you know, that's a question that I really don't have the answer to. I think I know why. I think that what I have found out in the community, just with the clients and the participants in the community that we serve, the veterans, they have an other than honorable discharge, or they do not qualify for certain programs. And it's up to us, especially with mental health, that it shouldn't matter if you had an other than honorable. If something that is service connected or even not service connected is you know, depressing you or putting you in a bad mental health state, you should be able to go to the VA. You should be able to go to the Stephen A. Cohen Clinic. We should be able to provide those resources to you for serving our country. But then you have that mental health diagnosis and you have an other than honorable discharge, and it's just like a snowball effect. And you don't qualify, you're having a mental health episode, you have a dual diagnosis of substance use, you don't qualify for services. Well, you really don't have anywhere else to go but the street, especially if you've lost family connections. And a lot of people don't get that either. You move around so much being in the military that you kind of lose those personal connections with people. And you really just have your team in the military. And then when you have an other than honorable discharge and you're kicked out, it's like that was all you had, was that connection. And so I think that's why we have homeless veterans.
Yeah. And I just think about, you know, someone who's not homeless, there's tons of people out there who are struggling with mental health problems, whether that's, you know, substance abuse, addiction, or anxiety, depression. But I just imagine not having just the basic necessities I need while trying to manage my mental health on top of all that.
Yeah. Impossible.
Yeah. What are some ways that people, our listeners, can support the mental health of, you know, our at-risk and homeless veterans?
Well, first I would say look for volunteer opportunities in your community by starting with the VA volunteer program. Actually looking up nonprofit organizations, just kind of vet them, check them out, and see how they help veterans, and then volunteer your time. I think that's so important, you know, volunteering your time. And if you're local to North Carolina, you can hit up www.offroadoutreach.com and you can check out our events page for volunteer opportunities and to donate to our suicide prevention programs and, you know, other ways that we outreach to our veterans.
Honoring Hidden Heroes is brought to you by www.militaryluggage.com. If you're a new listener and wondering what Military Luggage Company does, we supply tough, rugged, and functional gear for all branches of the military and first responders. For our listeners right now, we are offering 10% off your entire order. Enter HHH in the coupon section when you're checking out. Again, for all listeners, if you enter HHH in the coupon code during checkout, you'll receive 10% off your entire order.
Was that a good awesome plug?
No, I was gonna let you do your plug. No, that's awesome. And that's why we want to hear me and the Military Luggage Company just think the world of you and want to help you help others. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Yeah. And something that you're trying to do to combat homelessness is this big, tiny project, which you talked about when we started. So I just remember when you told me, I got these homes, I'm doing this thing. You were so excited. Yeah. And now you're only like, what, 6 months in, but can you just talk a little bit about the project so people know this cool project that's happening in Fayetteville and around the nation too?
Yeah, it's a cool story. It really is. So these three tiny homes were donated to us by a veteran who had passed away. His family donated these to us. And, you know, apparently we impacted their family in some way. And so the Drakefords, they wanted to give these tiny homes to us after the veteran passed. And I was like, what am I going to do with these? You know, like, I mean, this is something I've never, you know, thought that I could do or that the people in the community would support. And, it's just been amazing. So we got these tiny homes, we got, a few big, sponsors, to help out with this, one of them being the Woodpeckers. We've got Home Depot. We've got Lowe's. We've got Truist. We've got Wells Fargo, the U.S. Veterans Corps. So we have like so many huge supporters in the community. And so we're going to renovate these and we're going to offer it as bridge housing to our homeless veterans or who are already in a mental health or substance use program. To kind of teach them life skills, and have wraparound services on campus, for them. So it's kind of, again, you know, meeting the need where they're at. So we can break away those barriers, for like, resources for mental health and for, food and homelessness and medical resources and mental health.
I just think it's going to be such an exciting thing for the city of Fayetteville, especially being so close to the largest army installation, Fort Bragg. Like, oh, yeah. I just think this is going to really pave the way for other cities to see that we can help impact those who are homeless, those who are at risk, our veterans who served. So I just think it's amazing. And when is it set to officially open?
So right now, the homes are located on the ServiceSource property in Fayetteville. And so we're renovating them there. And we've kind of had a little bit of a hiccup here and there. There's a lot more that getting a tiny home village entails than I could ever had imagined. But I have great support. So I'm staying positive and we're hoping that, these are going to be open by the 4th of July. We're hoping.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, kind of sentimental. We're trying to have like a 4th of July week ahead or week after opening, hopefully. But we'll keep our fingers crossed and say a little prayer and keep it moving forward. And I'd love for you to come to the opening of that. We're going to have an amazing welcome home for these veterans. And we'll have the Bandit flyover team and the Jets. And then we'll also have the All Veterans Group parachute team jumping in. So we'll let you know when that is.
Something to know about Stacy and Off-Road Outreach is they go big or they go home.
That's right.
Like if they're going to do something, if Stacy and Off-Road Outreach is going to do something, they do it big. So that's super exciting. I think something that would really help our listeners understand and me is just so kind of the process of you have a homeless at-risk veteran. What's the process from moving to the tiny home and then the follow through after? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So we initially are going to be getting referrals through the Continuum of Care for Homelessness in Cumberland County, the COC. They will, you know, get those veterans that are eligible and send them to us. And it's going to include, you know, like an you have to do an initial assessment to make sure that everything that we're providing for you is going to fit your needs. And then we'll get you into employability, financial stability. We're going to get you some food, get you moved in. And it's a 6-month, 180-day program, bridge housing. So after that, you will graduate out of the program into permanent housing. And we're hoping that with our phase two of this project that you can actually transition in place, which means after your 6 months, you have the option to mortgage this home, this tiny home. We're hoping to do that. And we just recently applied for a huge, like over $700,000 grant per diem with the VA. So we're saying a little prayer for that too. That'll be
prayers up. Yeah. That's incredible. And you're going to have in total 20.
We're hoping 20. Yeah.
Tiny homes.
Okay. 20, 25. We're hoping. And you know, I just don't think that this is a, cause the homes are 290 square feet, right? It's affordable housing. I don't think this could just be beneficial to our veterans, although that is who I am trying to help. I think overall as a community, it could just be affordable housing. You know, a lot of times people are on disability or social security and they don't make enough money, but they can't work, you know, due to medical conditions or they're older, you know, so you don't have enough income, but if you just needed 290 square feet, which is, will include, imagine all of this in 290 square feet. Okay. We've got a living room. We've got a study area, desk. We've got a full kitchen, full refrigerator, washer, dryer, full bathroom, bed, all in the 290 square feet. I mean, that's all you need. So we're hoping that this will be an inspiration to other communities just for affordable housing, period.
Yeah. Incredible. And you're not going to like this, but I just want the listeners to know that Stacy is truly what it means to be a hidden hero. you are probably the most humble person I know, and you would never, you know, be the first to pat yourself on the back or pat yourself on the back at all. But I think Fayetteville has really changed and been impacted because of you. And everything you're doing for your nonprofit is outside of your normal job, your family, just finding time to sleep, which I know you don't sleep a lot, which stresses me out. But I think you're everything that this podcast, like the epitome of a hidden hero. So that's why we were super excited that you wanted to be one of our first guests. And so we're just sweet. Really happy. Another big thank you to Stacy and Off-Road Outreach. I think everything you heard in this podcast was incredible information, but there's still so much to learn about Off-Road Outreach. This was just the tip of the iceberg. So if you'd like to know more, you can visit offroadoutreach.com. They also have a Facebook page called Off-Road Outreach NC, and you can also follow them on Instagram at Off-Road Outreach. So just an incredible organization. And like I said before, everything it means to be a hidden hero. So we're very happy that we, as Military Luggage Company, can partner with such an incredible organization. Lastly, I just wanted to go over those three organizations that Stacy and I discussed. The first is the Stephen A. Cohen Clinic. The second is the Rick Harima Foundation. And the third is Service Source. And again, all three of those are national organizations. So you can do a quick Google search and figure out the location that is closest to you. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Honoring Hidden Heroes, brought to you by www.militaryluggage.com. We'll see you next month.